Fan Run Radio podcasters, many of you have been asking for a way to support the station if you live out of state and can't support our sponsors, and now there's a way. Just go to shopfanrun.com and buy a shirt, or two, or ten, and know that you're supporting the station that does our best to support you. Shopfanrun.com.
You're listening to East Tennessee's premier sports radio call-in show. This is The Drive.
Yeah, I love Tennessee. I got a lot of orange blood in my body.
Very inappropriate there. Be getting a sternly worded email from Godfather.
Are you nervous about your sit down?
My sit down.
It's yearly evaluation time. I didn't have one last year.
What does that tell you?
He's given up any hope.
Hour number two of The Drive underway. It's Fox Sports Knoxville. Russell Barrett, Brandon with you. Rick Butler on quality control this afternoon. Getting back to it, and had an interesting note from a listener who said not to identify him, that our guy Kane Ballard up there in Greenville could be destined for Dobbins-Bennett. Do they have a coaching opening? Well, they've kind of like taken a step back, haven't they, in recent years?
Yeah, they're definitely not.
That's a proud program.
Yeah, not what they used to be. I remember back in the day, you go see Dobbins-Bennett in Oak Ridge, get it on in the playoffs to watch who I was going to play in the SEC.
And that's the – did you ever play there, Brandon?
At Dobbins-Bennett? Yeah. No.
They've got like a double-deck stadium up there.
They were an ass-kicking machine.
They are higher classification than Granger.
Mm-hmm.
So now, Granger, you all came into Catholic a couple of years ago in the basketball play. Catholic made their state title run.
Yeah.
To the championship game and got housed. And then tried to start a bunch of fights. It's real classy up there on Bent Spoon Road.
I don't believe that for a second.
I've got the video.
Hat Creek Cattle Company, which is a great – you know what reference that is?
Hat Creek Cattle Company.
That was – old Gus and Call's outfit on Lonesome Dove.
Never saw it.
Said, you got to read the book, man. Said, it would not surprise me to see JG leave in the spring. He scrubbed all reference to UT from his Twitter profile. Is that true?
About to find out.
JG, I mean, that's a serious step in the relationship. When you scrub that Twitter profile, that's like taking down all the pictures of your ex off your Facebook page, man. Try and get that verified for you here this afternoon.
So it's Jarrett Garantano at Broadway J2. His little bio, it just says Rocky, period.
What?
Yeah.
His bio says Rocky.
Yeah. Well, and then the location says Coming For It All, Tennessee.
So he's at least acknowledging that he's in Tennessee. Does it have it like, what's his profile picture?
A picture of him as a young child playing football.
So it's not.
I mean, what was he going to show from Tennessee? Him getting a concussion against Alabama, getting his pancreas dislocated against Georgia.
That guy from Missouri about decapitating him with the flying.
But
that time the helmet went all the way through his midsection. With the other guy inside it?
He's got some good Tennessee pictures he could put up there.
2 days ago, he tweeted, welcome home to a legend, at Coach D, hashtag 1998. And then yesterday, he retweeted the Tennessee football video, the strength coaches. He retweeted that. So
unless he's just done this in the last 24 hours, he's been retweeting UT stuff the past couple of days.
Yes.
This is so ridiculous, the social media age. Can you imagine doing this in the 90s?
No.
Man, T. Martin just took down all his UT stuff off Twitter.
Well,
he
must be
transferring. Maybe he'll
T
go in the portal.
T almost left.
Maybe he'll go in the portal.
Imagine if this was like that back then. T would have entered. How hot a name would he have been?
Peerless Price is cursing on Facebook. Oh, my God.
Well, I mean, we were down there on campus during the 90s. You remember some of the stuff that went on the strip with those guys?
Somebody posted a video on Twitter of Peyton Manning doing a keg stand down at the tap room. Ooh.
We drank beer. I liked beer. Still like beer.
Dale Carter whips a bar his ass. That happened.
A video of Dale Carter
just whipping a whole entire bar.
An entire
bars.
Fraternity. Of
God, it was beautiful.
Oh, man. All right, so.
Did you ever see any good fraternity football team fights when you were down there?
Nah, I don't think so.
Saw a couple.
So are we putting Garantano on transfer watch? Or I mean, he's not in the portal. Is this irresponsible or is just reckless speculation
he's
here?
Well, I think he might be, in all honesty and in all seriousness, he'd be a fool not to be. Weighing all his options.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the kid's graduating. And you would say that. He graduates in May.
I would say that for any SEC scholarship football player. Yeah. Keep your options open. You never.
Absolutely.
The school and the coaches have no loyalty to you. You should be always on the lookout for a better deal for yourself.
And if he's graduating in May, I'm not going to be a hypocrite. If he's put in the work and he gets his degree, he can go wherever he wants to.
Let's go down to South Knoxville, home of the Shire, and to the president of the Jarrett Garantano fan club, the mayor of Sono, Phil, is up next on The Drive. Hello, Phil.
What are you saying, W?
Philly.
How are you, Brandon and Bear Bryant, doing?
Hey, we're doing well, man. Just getting fired up for another Corner 16 remote tomorrow afternoon. It should be a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's a very nice place.
Sure is.
One of the best places in town, a venue to watch a ball game.
And oh, it's got the mayor's seal of approval.
You should come down and eat some meatloaf with us tomorrow, Phil. Milkshakes.
They still got the turkey and dressing?
Always.
Guys, Granger County is known for basketball. I guess Brandon, that's where Brandon's from, but that's where the man with the golden arm came from.
A.W.
Oh, A.W. the Davis. Rutledge rifle.
And I think Sky McBee was from there, too. Yep. So.
3-point danger from Granger.
Yeah. And you talk about Bear's got a video of Granger County. Bear, have you seen the video from the end of the Maryville Catholic game Tuesday night?
Yeah. Yeah, it was interesting.
Yeah. They called it an intentional foul on Catholic when Maryville was trying to shoot the game-winning shot. Well, Catholic was ahead by 2 points, and they called it an intentional foul, and the guy didn't even touch him. Just a few seconds left in the game.
So Catholic lost to Maryville in basketball this week?
Yeah, and then the Maryville's coach was halfway on the court while the people were in play in the last few seconds, which should be an automatic technical foul.
Well, look on the bright side, boys. The Maryville Mafia has not said a word about it this week. You took quite a beating.
They really can't say a whole lot about it. I mean, they
won. What about the Blount County Association that gives Maryville these referees in football and basketball?
I mean, they put out all those articles about how you should stop bashing the referees and all that, but this is the flip side of the problem is that, I mean, it was pretty blatant. I mean, the honest guy doesn't lie. I mean, I'm going to sit here and argue about it.
Yeah, I've seen it myself on my phone. It's awful. But y'all have a lot of subjects today. I guess we'll talk about Grant Williams. If he does go pro, I mean, more power to him. I think Tennessee will be good next year, but it's a big loss. But Rick Barnes will be able to sell a program, but get a 4- or 5-star player to replace him at the end of the year or get a grad transfer that could replace him. Because Tennessee guard play is going to be phenomenal next year.
Well, I mean, the bottom line is if Grant makes it in the first round of the NBA and Admiral too,
it helps Tennessee's recruiting.
It helps Tennessee's recruiting, but I also think I think that means that we finished off the year really, really strong.
Oh, yeah.
I almost wonder if Grant leaves, I almost wonder – that will – well, there's no doubt it will transform the way we play. Like, we're such a big man-oriented team right now. I think if he leaves, I could see us going to more of a almost a 3- or even 4-guard attack with Bone, Bowden, Turner, and Josiah James all on the roster. I mean, those 4 really good players with a limited number of minutes to go around.
Yeah, and have you seen video of the ticket?
No, the ticket.
Devontae Gaines, That guy's ranked 200th in the country. I'll never know. He's had a hard drive tearing it up.
All in on Devontae Gaines, the ticket. That's what we're calling
him. I'm
all
in on him, yeah. I like Pember. Pember won't play because he'll be redshirt. He's got to get stronger, but, I mean, the kid can shoot.
Yeah, Pember needs to put on, what, about 30, 35 pounds?
Well, they got the best strength coach in America learning basketball.
Who would you compare Devontae Gaines to, Phil, for those of us who haven't seen him play that much?
He's kind of a combination of J.P. Prince and Jordan McRae put together.
Wow.
Real thin, wiry, bouncy type player.
Shooter?
He can shoot. He's a better shooter than J.P. Prince. He's probably just as good a shooter as Jordan McRae.
Wow. Well, that's...
He had a quadruple-double.
Yeah, he could fill it up.
He had a quadruple-double last week.
A quadruple-double?
Yeah.
I don't even know if I've ever heard of that.
Double-digit points, assists.
Blocks, rebounds.
Blocks and rebounds.
Wow.
He's a stat sheet stuffer.
Evidently.
Use all the euphemisms on him.
What's the other items y'all got today?
What'd you think about Coach Fulmer getting in trouble for coaching up the linemen?
I think silly, but... you got to know there's some people over there that they're not Fulmer's fans. They could be part of the element and want him out of there. You know what?
Wow. That an element reference.
You think – I don't know what that's in reference to. You think Phil
– I'll tell you after I conclude my phone call, Barry, I'll tell you.
Okay. Do you think it's a good thing? Fulmer – some would say he's meddling. You know?
I think it's a good thing that athlete. I mean, I'm not a former fan, but I think it's a good thing that he's wanting this football to work because him and Jerry Pruitt go down the flames if they don't get done.
Oh, he's got his sleeves rolled up. I mean, he is. You think our callers, our fans, Tennessee fans, want to win in football? It's nothing compared to that. That guy, he'll stop at nothing, man. He is hell bent on fixing this football team.
Yeah.
I mean, at one time, Bear Bryant was the athletic director at Alabama, and he sat on the bench with C.M. Newton when Alabama won NIT. You know, tell me that wasn't no NCAA violation.
Was he drawing up plays?
He was sitting there on the bench with him. I mean, it's not like you're behind the bench, like, you know, the official party. He was sitting on the bench with the Alabama players.
It's insane.
If you're Bear Bryant, you do what you want.
Have you ever coached basketball? Other than when C.M. Newton was at Alabama?
He was on the bench. And that's like when Alabama was starting to recruit all those African-American athletes out of their state, and their program went to another level.
Well, I mean, you're giving me some ideas here. Maybe we send Coach Fulmer, maybe send the battle captain down there to Tuscaloosa to sit on the bench with Holly tonight and see if a little bit of that winning spirit doesn't rub off.
That ain't going to happen. Fulmer's doing the right thing. Just let Rollin Levine, like I said yesterday.
No, he's not letting it rot on the vine. Come on. He might not step up and fire her. I mean, he might not want any part of whatever controversy or anything that would cause, but I guarantee you he wants to win.
Is it true that Alabama's beating us in the ladies' basketball three in a row or four in a row?
I don't think it's four in a row. I mean, hell, we only won like six games all time.
Well, get the Google out there and figure it out. Maybe get Brandon involved in the show. Are y'all got an intern now?
Rick Butler, find out
He's
how many times.
Right,
Alabama currently holds a four-game winning streak over the Lady Vols.
Brandon Orrick all over it. I thought that was one of those things would take. It would either take him 10 minutes to dig up or he would just forget.
See, Brandon knows when I want information, he gets it. He's not like you and Bear. Twiggle right around.
Easy.
And talk about irrelevant stuff, though, show.
Retract the claws, Phil.
Always pushing limits, Phil.
Touchy. Mayor a little triggered this afternoon.
He loves him some Brandon. I give him that.
You have been quiet over there today, Brandon. You're going to jump in here, get involved, put your stamp on the show this afternoon?
What's wrong with you?
Nothing. I feel like I've been talking today.
You're a little intimidated by Rick?
Intimidated by Rick?
Yeah.
I mean, other than his creepy mustache, there's really...
When I look at Rick Butler, I mean, the word that intimidation, I mean, it's just at the top of... I'm a little bit put off by him. Quite frankly,
I mean, he's wearing that goofy Rangers jersey.
make fun of the man's clothes, man. I mean, golly, Brent. All right, maybe you should back off a little bit. Okay, your stamp is on the show now. You're taking after Bear, just lashing out wildly in all directions.
You're doing a good job, Brandon. I'm proud of you, son.
Take a quick timeout. The Drive continues on here on Fox Sports Knoxville. 865-546-8200 if you want to jump in here with us. 546-8200. We'll be right back with more of The Drive coming up.
The Drive. Docket. Brought to you by Ogle, Elrod, and Burrill. The official law offices of The Drive. Injured? Call 865-546-1111. Ogle, Elrod, and Burrill. They'll come to you. Visit their website at reckintoacheck.com. Now, to the docket.
Federal authorities today arrested a man in Metro Atlanta who they say was plotting to attack the White House, but instead got entangled with the FBI. 21-year-old Hashir Jalal Tahib of Cumming, Georgia, was taken into custody in Gwinnett County while allegedly trying to exchange his vehicle for explosives. Later appeared in a court downtown Atlanta in the case brought by the FBI's Joint Terrorism Task Force. At least that branch of the government still operating. Authorities said Tahib was acting alone, and they made no accusation that he had ties to any terrorist group. He was arrested after a tip from a resident who said the young man had been radicalized. All potential threats have been neutralized and were under control from the inception in this case, according to U.S. Attorney Byung Pak, who added authorities would take no questions on the investigation, which is ongoing. Always blows my mind, man. They catch some dude, like, get ensnared, the terrorist, like, trying to buy a bomb or something.
Right.
And, I mean, knock on wood, like, it's a miracle. Like, don't you think that stuff like that hasn't happened more? People have been, I mean, it's a big problem, like, everywhere in the world except for here. Like, people just blowing stuff up.
I try not to think about it, keep my anxiety level down.
Well, if it happens, it's probably not going to happen in Knoxville, Tennessee, right?
I mean, you never know where it's going to happen.
That's the good thing. But, I mean, what is this guy doing? Some 21-year-old kid. That's the shame of it, too. 21 years old. This dude's going to prison forever. Because, why? He read some crazy website and got a hold of, you know, some terrorist message board or something and wanted to wage jihad against the infidels. And what are you going to do, man? At 21 years old, what are you going to do? Trading your car for explosives? I mean, that's absolutely insane. That is the docket. I'm sorry?
Where do you trade these in at? Where do you trade your car for explosives?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, that's probably how he ends up getting caught because he's 21. He's dumb. And probably Googled it. And no, seriously. No. Where do you go?
Like you said, that's probably how they
probably
got him.
He probably have a whole lot of friends. He's probably lonely. He spends a lot of time on the internet. That's usually the MO of these kids that end up going down a rabbit hole one night on the internet. Next thing you know, you've been radicalized by ISIS, and you're thinking about trading your 96 Honda Accord in for some Simtex and ball bearings. I don't know.
Like those.
Get off the damn computers and unplug from the games. Get outside. Fresh air and bicycles is what these kids need, Russ.
Take up golf, you know, something. Yeah, exactly. We were talking the other day about birth rates being down. Like the Japanese population is on the verge of extinction. Like, seriously, not in the next 5 years or anything like that, but their birth rates are so low.
They're trending down.
They're begging people to get out there and do it. They're begging people to have babies in Japan because they.
I feel like, you know what this calls for?
Wow. Now, this could be going any number of directions.
I feel like it's a situation that requires our expertise, Russ.
Oh, my God.
The Drive.
Well, I mean, we have produced three human beings between the three of us. I think we know what we're talking about.
And Brandon needs to get off the bench.
Yeah, man. get in the game,
Brandon. I'm good.
You need some skin in the game, as they say.
In the game.
I think we need to go over there.
What, and impregnate a bunch of Japanese women? Or just, like, donate? Go to the sperm bank?
Go over there and throw some parties. Show them how to party.
Oh, I see what you're saying now.
Yeah.
Get them all laid.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought you were saying, like
look, come here.
Let me
explain
something to you. That's better.
Unplug your computer. Take all that crap off your head. Throw out that damn sex robot. It's the first thing we're doing.
Rent out of space. Get a couple of kegs. Maybe some X.
Yeah. Maybe save up some money. We'll get Moby to come in and do a rave.
Send Rick out to, you know, connect with all the young girls. Because, I mean, let's face it, Bear, you and I are probably be a little creepy. Couple 40-year-old dudes walking up with some
women. We're coaching the young men.
Like, look, we'll get work in with there. Them.
Here's what you do.
Go talk to her. Tell her you're a special forces. Tell her you're in the military.
Yeah.
Tell her you're a fireman.
You're talking to Captain Romance. Are you aware of that? We are coming up on Valentine's Day.
Yep.
Have you started formulating your plan for your old lady?
It's true. Maybe. Maybe a little bit. Not here to give away my secrets.
I mean, how do you top last year? Is it a trip to Wendy's? Got it through the drive-thru.
Take the missus out.
Sack of burgers.
Throw a couple burgers down her throat.
Oh,
go back to the house and, you know, little Valentine's Day magic. Stock it.
Four children.
Brought to you by OEB Law. Check them out online at reckontoacheck.com. Our phone number, you want to jump in, 865-546-8200, 546-8200. JJ on Twitter, have y'all heard the rumors that Amari Rodgers might transfer to UT to play for his dad?
No, but that's about the silliest thing I've ever heard. Amari Rodgers won a national championship at Clemson. He's not going anywhere. He's going to finish his career at Clemson, going to the NFL.
I mean, I don't know. He seemed – I don't know. I could see, you know, again, if it's a graduate transfer. This whole graduate transfer has changed the game, right? When you don't have to sit out and you're a good player.
I don't know. Can you do pre-med in 3 years?
Is that what he is?
I'm fairly certain. I thought that's what I've heard from
– Many people are saying.
No. I mean, I've heard from – But I don't. I mean, I'm not positive. I'd have to text a buddy of mine that would know. But yeah, at one point I thought he was gonna. I mean, I know he's incredibly, incredibly smart. So
good for him. So you're saying no way?
I would doubt it. I mean, especially if he is. I don't see that. Everybody, I'd be content with be happy T's here.
How good is he, Amari Rodgers? It seemed like he did not catch a lot of balls.
You know, Chance and I talked about it. He caught three or four balls. Chance and I talked about it actually earlier today. We were talking about him and him and T. And we both agreed that we felt like, you know, if T. Higgins continues on the route he's on, he wouldn't surprise either one of us if he's a first-round draft pick. I see Amari more as a, second, third.
He caught 55 balls this year.
Slot receiver, kick returner, punt returner. He's got really sure hands.
5'9", 210 pounds. Kind of reminds me maybe a little bit of Pig Howard.
He's not five. Who says he's 5'9"?
ESPN.com.
That's not right.
Think he's taller?
Yeah. Good. I mean, I've stood, next to him, right in front of him. I mean, he's almost
It doesn't matter, I mean, he's not a long receiver.
No,
he's a spark plug type guy.
He's incredibly fast, smart, and he's football feel. He's football fast. He's quick. So,
let's get Sean in here next.
I saw him run like a 99-yard run against your CAK Warriors.
My CAK Warriors.
Yeah, you claim him.
Sean, you're on the drive. Fox Sports Knoxville. Good afternoon, sir.
Hey, good afternoon. How you guys doing?
Doing well, man. What's up?
Looking forward to Corner 16 tomorrow.
All right. Very good. You coming down to see us?
Yeah. I'll be down there.
This is Sean, the Dolphins fan.
Absolutely. That was my next question. I mean, I've been working like a dog, but I haven't heard much about the Dolphins coaching search other than some linebacker coach for the Patriots. You guys know anything?
Honest to God, I'd forgotten that they have an opening right now.
Nobody's talking about it. That's what I don't understand.
I feel like they sold their soul as a franchise when they got rid of what I consider – I mean, it's definitely on the Mount Rushmore of logos of all, you know, all time.
Did they not hire that guy?
The Dolphin wearing the football helmet was the greatest logo ever.
What's that guy's – the guy they – the guy was hired. He – African-American coach from the Patriots.
Brian
Flores.
Brian Flores.
And there was some on one of those ESPN Woke Center shows. They had
White privilege.
He was talking about the Dolphins. You know, this is just another example of, you know, qualified African-American coaches not being considered. And the guy's like, his co-host is like, Brian Flores is African-American.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, sorry.
So they did hire him. Yes,
I thought so. Hold on. If only we had Google.com.
If only we had a producer and an intern.
About being some linebacker coach from New England. Like I said, I've been working so much, I really haven't kept up with it. I haven't seen nothing on ESPN or anything.
I mean, Sean, as a Dolphin fan, does it not bother you that the logo, they changed that logo to that goofy-looking Dolphin now?
When they went to the throwbacks this year, they actually wore the throwbacks two or three times this year. I love that look.
So pretty.
The old aqua green.
Hey, yeah. Did Adam Gase, did he make those crazy googly eye faces when he was down? Is that just how he is?
Not that I can remember ever seeing. My buddy and I were talking about that.
That's so weird.
What did you think he was on?
I couldn't figure it out. My buddy said Adderall.
Whoa. I hadn't thought about that one.
Yep. I mean, he looked completely out of it. I mean, he's just – and I've done some good drugs in my life, and I don't remember ever looking like that with my eyes.
I was banging 7 gram rocks.
Good stuff, Sean. So you coming out to Corner 16 tomorrow?
Yeah, I'll be out there tomorrow. Right, I might come by. If not, I'll just bring her food home again. So I'm looking forward to it.
Well, come on out. Eat some meatloaf. Drink a milkshake.
We'll do it. We'll see you all tomorrow.
All right, man. Thanks. Yeah, that's a good call. I do that maybe about once a month or so. You go to corner16.com, order online.
Just roll up there and pick it up.
You don't even have to get out of your car.
Yeah, they bring it,
bring it
to
right
you.
To you.
You just stand in your car.
Right, pull up right there to the very front. You're in and out of there.
Like
boom.
That, Brandon.
Get you some wings.
Oh,
get you
Thunder
get
Road
you a little
sauce.
Meatloaf. Maybe a burger or two.
Is there anything you wouldn't put Thunder Road sauce on?
It's a great question. No, I mean, it's a very versatile condiment. Very versatile.
I've ventured out. I've injected it into the breakfast arena now.
Do what now?
I use it at breakfast.
Really?
Yeah.
On your toast or like what?
Hash browns.
Oh, I bet that's good.
I feel like it'd be good with eggs.
Eggs, yeah. It is.
That sounds really good. You know, they have one of the best brunches in all of Knoxville at Corner 16. It's Saturdays and Sundays from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. They'll do your, you know, waffles and chicken and waffles. What is it? Is it waffles and chicken or chicken? Chicken and waffles.
Chicken
right?
and waffles.
I'm
not a sweet and savory kind of guy.
They say it's fantastic. If you're into chicken and waffles, that just seems like way too much first thing in the morning to me. I like
my eggs.
Coffee, yes.
Bacon.
Bacon, like work up to the chicken and
waffles.
A
little hash brown casserole, triple stack.
But they have a ferocious brunch at Corner 16. We'll be out there tomorrow, 3 to 6. Going to have some great prizes to give away. Talking Ice Bears tickets. We got tickets to the Valor Fighting event Saturday down at the Coliseum. We're giving away a $25 copper card tomorrow. The Drive live at Corner 16. We're back with more right after this.
The Drive.
Corner 16 is a hit. Some audio here. This is Mick Cronin up at Cincinnati. He got tossed. Their game last night.
Mick did?
Yeah, he went off on the officials too.
He's kind of hot tempered, isn't he?
Yeah, he gets a little spicy Mick Cronin does. Here's Cincinnati head coach after their game last night.
Now, I've tried to get teed, and you've seen me. I've tried to get teed. I've cursed. I've tried to get teed. I didn't try to get the first one. I said, what? So then when I went to find out why I got a tee, because when other people are cursing every play and chasing guys around, and you say, what, and get a tee, and the guy says, because I put my hands up. So when he said that, I obviously was upset that he's teeing me for. What are you teeing me for? You know. So then when I showed I was upset about that, his tough guy buddy threw me out. And what they did, they almost penalized a group of kids. And they should be suspended. But instead, let me tell you what's happening. The league office is monitoring my press conference right now to see if I say anything wrong. And that's the problem with our sport. Instead of dealing with the guys that couldn't get the call right at Tulsa when the ball was clearly out on replay on Tulsa. And if it would have been out, whether it's for Cincinnati or Tulsa, it doesn't matter. Clearly, guys can't even get a replay right. Guys are doing that stuff. It's a joke. There's no accountability, and it's never going to change because they're independent contractors. So if one guy decides he wants to be a certain way, nothing will happen. They just go about their business, and they do what they do. Never. I've tried and didn't. I've tried before and didn't. So, but nothing will happen.
Were you watching on TV from the
locker room? Oh,
yeah. Anybody remember you?
No.
What was that like? What was that experience like?
Helpless. You know, obviously, you know, I was actually the first time in my life I prayed to God for a win. Just because I, you know, it's Justin and Kane's senior year. You know, they want to go to the NCAA tournament. And then the last thing, you know, to have other people, okay, take a win away from our players because of they want to they all of a sudden want to be a tough guy for no reason. It's a joke. It would have been sad. So
he's wound up a little tight.
I like him.
You like his motor?
Yeah.
Mick Cronin up there in Cincinnati. Did you see the game where both coaches got thrown out last night?
No.
It was Bobby Hurley and who was it? I heard the it's optional guys talking about this on the way in. There was Dan Hurley, UConn, and Frank Haith at Tulsa. Both got tossed.
I mean, Hurley's not surprising.
Like on the same play. Like the official just went and said, "You're both out of here." He's like, "You get.
Go on."
He teed him up. Like, the coaches are both ragging on the officials, and then all of a sudden they start ragging on each other, and he just said, you're both gone.
I mean, Hurley's no nut, isn't he?
Oh, yeah, he's wild. Yeah. I like him. He's going to get UConn back if he doesn't get them on probation. He's going to get them back.
Do you like to have Bobby Hurley?
I just can't get – I mean, he's, you know – I don't want any of those Duke guys. I'm just so – and I realize that stupid fan nonsense, and I need to get over it, but he's a Dukie.
That's true.
He's a Dukie. I would never be – it's like Wojciechowski, man. I would never be able to look over there and not see him slapping the floor for Duke and those super high-cut shorts. Have you noticed that? The short shorts are making a comeback?
Yeah. Everything's time's a flat circle, my friend.
I remember when the shorts got way too long, and we used to always make fun, the 80s, the diaper shorts. It was like, well, those will never come back. It's like, you know, bell-bottoms or something. They're just some fashion trends that
– bell-bottoms came back a little while ago.
Did they?
A little bit.
Not like they were in the 70s.
I mean, not like super flared out, no. I mean, I guess some, you know, maybe outside are like rock stars, I guess, can pull that off. Still.
LSU's got a dude who wears the straight up like John Stockton diaper shorts. I'm talking like most of his thighs are exposed. You feel like, man, if he one false move and he could be hanging out, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh, you're talking like some old like early 80s NBA
yes.
final shorts.
And he's not you see it a lot in the women's game, I've noticed. There are a lot of, and well, that's okay. They're women. But like,
I don't mean that as a
yeah.
I don't mean that as a sexist comment.
But I've seen it increasingly in the men's game.
When they first went long, they went super long. Like they're in the mid-90s.
Well, the Fab Five started it.
They were trying to outlong each other.
And the longest I remember was Arkansas had a couple of guys. Remember Derek Hood played for them. Like he had his shorts were coming down like halfway
shorts.
Down his shins.
They were capri pants. He was wearing capri pants. That's what he was wearing.
They've shortened up a little bit. Like if you go back and look at some of Pearl's teams in the 05-06, Lofton, Juwan Smith, Tyler Smith, like. Go back and watch that 08.
Shorts.
Yeah, that 08 Memphis game. You go back and watch, and you're like, man, like, how do you even? What if you ever have to dribble between your legs? You know, that's going to be a problematic,
shorts, buddy.
Ball goes up some dude's shorts. Yeah, they're coming back. They're coming back down
just,
now.
The trend is everything is like all this performance stuff with Nike and the performance material, and it's just you know more. What's the word I'm looking for?
Player friendly. It's like what helps me win. It's like
yeah, everything's getting tighter, shorter, more drawn in. Did you notice Michael Bennett's basically wearing like a
yeah,
a basketball
that's weird.
Jersey?
That's weird.
Hope somebody breaks his shoulders.
It doesn't even look like he's wearing shoulder pads.
He looks like what he's wearing like kicker shoulder
like
pads,
like a training bra or something.
Are there like quarterback shoulder pads or? Kickers, there's certain positions that always wore, they didn't really need big shoulder pads.
Well, I have a long established, that's one of my things, is getting armpits out of sports.
Armpits out
of sports? Yeah, just too much armpits, man. And football players are, it's like your armpits are hanging out. It's like, come on, man. That's why
what
we have
your
sleeves.
Your armpits are hanging out.
And you see a lot of armpits in football now. I don't like armpits. It's a disgusting body part.
Really?
You disagree?
I don't disagree. I'm just saying it doesn't bother me. It's not something that pops up on my radar.
All right, shut it down, man. Shut it down. Get yourself some sleeves together. That's what they're there for.
Like you're a Chris Mullins kind of guy. You like a good t-shirt.
Well, I mean basketball. No, I mean I guess basketball is different. I'm talking more football. Like just something. These jerseys start getting super tight and like, you know. A lot of these guys don't have great bodies to begin with. They're big sweat,
well,
you know, football.
Yeah, but you know what?
Guys.
You saw it in I can't believe you said this because I can't believe I'd forgotten about this. Kyler Murray in the game with Alabama came out with sleeves kind of flapping, not tied up underneath his shoulder pads.
He got caught by him.
Very first play of the game, one of those Alabama linebackers, just as he was blowing past him, reached back and was able to grab onto it.
Yeah, I mean, I get
him
that.
Straight down.
It's a functional thing.
I don't really get the Michael Bennett style. I don't really understand that other than he's constantly wants attention. I don't know. I'm like I said, not a huge Michael Bennett fan.
865-546-8200, your number to get on the show here this afternoon. Yeah, somebody pointed out on Twitter last night the space elevator.
Yeah.
Probably didn't take into account that the International Space Station, which the Japanese space elevator is going up to, orbits the Earth. So how does that work? Is the space elevator just like swinging around, orbiting? Can it even do that, or would it crash into the Earth?
I don't know. I ended up watching. I was going to go down that rabbit hole last night, but I ended up watching like golden retrievers that could play musical instruments. On YouTube. Fascinating. You seen the one that can drum? The kick drum? Plays along with his master?
No, I haven't seen that bear.
I'll send you a link to it.
No, I'm good.
Don't act like you're too good for that. You called me today, giddy as a schoolboy girl, about watching Johnny Sack videos on YouTube about the Sopranos, about his fat wife.
Okay, so let's back that up. You called me.
I did, because you texted me.
And
because I was driving. I can't text when I drive. I'm safe.
I returned your text. You called me. And, yeah, I was watching a Sopranos thing earlier today. I don't know. I was giddy as a schoolgirl, but.
But somehow.
Anyway, the space elevator. Yeah, just another blow to the Japanese space elevator. It it would have to orbit once it gets into space. So I don't know how that works.
I don't either.
There are complications with the space elevator. Just complications galore. We get the engineers right on it.
Are you aware there's another sun sphere?
In Knoxville?
No.
Oh.
In India.
Oh. I mean, is it like just like our sun sphere?
It's pretty close. It's like they're not trying to copy us, but they copy.
It's like
the
sun sphere with a waffle cone around it.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I'm ready to go to war over it.
Stay with us. The drive continues. Bears calling for the nuclear codes on India. We'll be back. Your phone calls coming up next.
The Drive.
See what Scottie Pippen said about Zion Williamson today?
No.
He said Zion should shut it down and go pro.
He should.
I knew you would say that. Would you say that if you played for Tennessee?
No.
Well, at least you're honest about being completely whatever it is you are. Brandon Orrick, what do you think? Zion Williamson, largely projected to be, if not the number one overall pick in the NBA draft, one of the top two or three. Does that make any sense at all?
It does. I mean, same thing with these guys skipping the bowl games, focus on their.
No, that would be like skipping the tournament, right? I mean, he's saying like shut it down in the middle of the season, abandon your team, your coach, your school, and just go all in on you.
I love how he always couches this.
I don't think he should.
It's this evil student athlete. It's going to just leave everybody high and dry. The only reason he's there is because they're forcing him to.
I don't think he should.
Fake a sprained ankle and claim that it was hurting until it came time for the NBA draft, and I'd spring out of a box and be like, I'm ready to go.
And if this were Grant Williams, if Grant were a freshman dominating the way he is, and
I'm not going to lie, I'd be upset. But
okay.
I'm just saying. We're going to have to get used to it because I think that Barnes is getting ready to, whether he wants to, I think there's going to be some of those guys will give us a look.
I hope that Barnes is careful. I hope that he's careful. And I'm excited about seeing Josiah James. I'm excited about some of the upper echelon prospects that we're recruiting currently. But that's, we talked about it earlier this week. That's kind of what got him in trouble at Texas is he ended up having a team that was pretty much half comprised of those guys, elite NBA prospects, and he got too many egos on his team, and it ended up costing him his job because by the time he realized it was a problem and ran them off, he had to start over, and Texas fans weren't willing to start over. So I hope that he's careful in who he brings in and how many guys he brings in.
Yeah, but, don't you trust him to do that, though?
Yeah, I do.
I mean, so far here he's shown that. Mostella should still be here.
He's got a very, very set type of student-athlete that he goes after.
Out of the AP poll, all 10 teams in the top 10 have at least two players that were rated among 247's top 100 players their senior year in high school, except for Tennessee. We don't have any.
Yeah, but if they read, I don't know. Yeah, I guess. I don't buy in all those rankings and ratings sometimes. I think they're overblown.
Well, I think there's something to be said for that now.
Zion Williamson.
And, I think if you're Rick Barnes, you have to be, where's my next Grant Williams? Where's my next Admiral Schofield? Where's my next Jordan Bone, Because as it stands now, take Bone, for instance. He's been a work in progress, right? He's, splitting time last year with James Daniel, splitting time his first year. Now he's turned into a dominant point guard. We get him We get to watch him play this year. We get to watch him play next year. We get him for 2 years. Now, you go out there and you sign a I don't know who's the elite point guard, but the kid from Duke who just got hurt. You know, you sign one of those guys. You rent him for a year, and I mean, who would you rather have, a healthy Trey Jones or
Trey Jones? That's it.
Jordan Bone, you know, as a junior for two. Exactly. So this is the thing you have to figure out if you're Rick Barnes. I think it's a better approach. Honestly.
His?
Yes.
It's much more enjoyable. Compare us. Like, there's a good chance that Kentucky could, with this bunch, could make a – I don't know if they're anywhere near as talented as some of their teams in, the past 5 to 8 years. But they can make a pretty good – I mean, they've got enough talent. If they can make a pretty good run, those people are miserable, Russell.
Well, the thing you get into when you play that style of recruiting is –
it's a transient team.
Yeah, I mean, you've always half your attention is always focused on recruiting.
Yeah,
and recruiting is fun to follow. Like I get it.
Basketball recruiting is boring, so boring.
I mean, some people really get off on it, and I like it to an extent. But I like it when I'm following my team. I like the recruiting thing to take up maybe like 10% of my attention. I like to be focused on the current team. When you're Duke or Kentucky, half your attention is always focused on next year. Are we in on the top five prospects for next year? Are we in on the who's the guy? Who's the next Zion Williamson? Who's the next Anthony Davis? Where are the next Harrison twins coming from? Like, we got to have these guys who are going to be here next year, because the guys who are debating on this year aren't going to be here. And, like, you know, we're sitting here talking about Grant Williams maybe going, but, like, we weren't having that conversation last year. You know, we knew we were going to be pretty good this year.
Yeah.
And we know we're going to be good next year.
I feel comfortable that we'll probably be in the conversation as long as Coach Barnes is, you know, here.
And I guess, you know, Kentucky and Duke know they're going to be good next year as well, because they're Kentucky and Duke, and they're going to get somebody.
They're going to get the cream of the crop.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to get somebody to come in there and play for them, but they don't know who. And, you know, you just get to know a team and players and stuff like that. It's a little bit different. Anyway. Quick time out here, top of the hour. Quitting time on your Thursday. We'll be back with hour number 3 of The Drive coming up right here on Fan Run Radio. The Drive.